Vedanta Swamini Tiname. Namaste, Sarasvata Deva, Gauravani Bacharne, Nirse Shunyari Pastadestane. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 9, The Most Confidential Knowledge, Text Number 13. Please repeat. Maha Atmanaha Tu Mam Partha Devim Prakritim Ashritaha Bhajanti Ananya Manasaha Gyatva Bhuta Adim Avyayam Mahatmanastumang Partha Deving Prakritim Ashritaha Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhuta Devavyayam Gyatva Bhuta Devavyayam Mahatmanastumam Partha Deving Prakritim Ashritaha Bhajantya Nanya Manaso Gyatva Bhuta Devavyayam Mahatmanastumam Partha Deving Prakritim Ashritaha Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadi Mavyayam Mahatmanastumam Partha Deving Prakriti Mashrita Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadi Mavyayam Mahatmanastumam Partha Devim Prakritim Ashrita Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam. Miss, would you like to try? Miss? Would you like to try? Okay. It's 9:13. You can see in the middle of the book, you can see the chapter numbers on the left and the text numbers on the right. That's how you can find it quickly. Okay. So please repeat. Maha Atmanaha. Yes. Maha Atmanaha. The great souls. Tu. But. Mam. Unto me. Partha. O son of Prita. Devim. Divine. Prakritim. Nature. Ashritaha. Having taken shelter of Bhajanti, render service Ananya Manasaha without deviation of the mind. Gyatva, knowing Bhuta of creation, Adim, the origin, Avyayam, inexhaustible. Translation. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Purport. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Devi Prakriti, divine nature. So, when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Svayang Rupa Kadamayang Dadati Svapadantikang Vandehang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatang Sagana Raganatang Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvaitang Savadutang Parijana Saitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mahatmanas Tumam Partha Devim Prakritim Ashritaha Vajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam. So you should know at least the first line, or first two lines as you like. Mahatmanas Tumam Partha Devim Prakritim Ashritaha. Ashrita means shelter. Yes, bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutanim avyayam. That is also important, but the first sentence is most important. If you know that one, I am already happy. Yeah. Yeah, and then devim prakritim ashrita. The mahatmas, they, what does it say exactly? Mam devim. Prakriti, my spiritual energy, Mam Devi Prakriti. You have actually all the prakritis, all the energies are emanating from Krishna. This particular energy is called my energy. It's like his internal energy, spiritual energy. Sometimes it's also said as Radharani. Radharani, her appearance day is being postponed because it's Purushottam month. Usually comes almost directly after Jamasmi, 2 weeks after, I think. Now we have to wait a whole month because of Purushottam month. It's a special Tapasya month. And so Radharani, because it's on the moon calendar, so Radharani's appearance day goes forward. So we still have that to look forward. It's usually kind of like the end of the season. You know, begins with Gopanim and then Nityananda, and there's so many festivals. Then after Dasmi, usually it gets a little bit quiet and the winter comes. Anyway, but that festival is very sweet festival, and that is also sometimes referred to as the Devi Prakriti, the spiritual Hara. Hara, Radha, Radharani is the energy of the Lord, internal energy. So, of course, when we read this, the most famous Mahatma, or one of the most famous, is Mahatma Gandhi, of course. And Prabhupada said that actually, according to this, Mahatma Gandhi was not really a Mahatma. Because according to this, a Mahatma is someone who surrenders to Krishna. And although definitely Gandhi was a great soul, not according to the definition that's given here of the Maha Atmanaha, the great souls, is not strictly speaking applicable to Gandhi. Sometimes people say that Gandhi was a saint amongst politicians and a politician among saints. So you take your pick. The point is that not everybody can be called a Mahatma. A Mahatma is somebody who surrenders to Krishna. And here in the purport, Prabhupada says, I'll read it again, the Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. And we can take this in two ways. We can take this in the strict way, that, you know, we should not do anything outside of Krishna consciousness, or we can take it in the philosophical way. Of course, we should take it in both ways. Philosophical ways means that we are, like Prabhupada explains in the purport, we are chaste to Lord Krishna, that we fix on Krishna. Because sometimes people say maybe Brahma is the Supreme Lord, or Vishnu, or you have the universal form. So many theories are there. So pure devotees, they're not diverted by that. Prabhupada says here, they're not even attracted by the four-armed Mahavishnu. There's of course the famous story of the gopis. They were looking for Krishna, and then they met Narayan. And of course Narayan is most attractive. All they did was ask him directions. Where is Krishna? Did you see Krishna? And they immediately kept walking. They didn't even really look at Narayan. So the gopis were completely fixed on Krishna. And of course they don't know that he is God. They just love him. Wonderful Krishna. There's a chapter in the Krishna book. In the Bhagavatam, it's called Wonderful Krishna. You can read about how wonderful Krishna is. This is a very special chapter. It's start Raja Gujam, the king of all secrets. So it's a very confidential Raja Vija, the king of all knowledge, and Raja Gujam, the king of all secrets. This is very confidential knowledge. And then in the next verse, Krishna explains, what do the Mahatmas do? Satatam kirtayantamam. They are always glorifying me. Kirti means glorifying. Or as Prabhupada translates it here, chanting. They're always chanting. Yatantas cha dridha vrataha. That is also in the ninth chapter at the end. The definition of a sadhu is given. Sadhu and Mahatma is almost the same. Although Mahatma is considered a little bit higher. Mahatma is like completely pure. Prabhupada says here also in the purport, says pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features. And he says a very important thing here. He says, there is no doubt about it, that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Prabhupada says, such a Mahatma or great soul develops true association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. This is very kind of cryptical sentence. Prabhupada says, the Mahatma develops true association with other Mahatmas. So we need to develop. We can not develop, stay where we are. We can go down, or we can develop. So we need to develop, of course. And Prabhupada explains here that the Mahatmas, they develop through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. So even the Mahatma, he keeps association with pure devotees. And this is how he develops. And you can see it also in our movement. Generally, the sannyasis, they associate with other sannyasis. So in this way, they become, they have good association and become more advanced. Sometimes, in the past, some of the sannyasis left, and one of the complaints was we did not have enough association, because sometimes there was a little bit competition, and it went a little bit overboard, a little bit too far, and then it was just a competition, and there was no more sadhu sangha, there was no more association. So then sometimes people, they ended up leaving. Now I think it's much better, And you can see that there is nice association between the Mahatmas, pure devotees. So that is what they do. Satatam Kirtiyantamam. We have this Maha Kirtan Yagya coming up in Germany, 1st of September, I think. 1,000 devotees are expected, many, many Kirtaniers. This is what devotees do. They just chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes the devotees ask Prabhupada, what will we do when the Third World War comes? Prabhupada says, we will make plans to chant Hare Krishna. The devotee, and I also noticed, I'll share one of my realizations, that I was watching some of the Swamis that came in, or many Swamis came in the temple here, and I am now 16 years serious involved in ISKCON, I used to be, I'm still quite puffed up, but I used to be more puffed up, and sometimes I was thinking, oh, I can also do that, you know, but I can also chant the bhajan, and, you know. So now I know that it's not so easy. And I am also very, I don't want to make myself very interesting, but kind of complicated person. The point is what I noticed with most of the Swamis, there was like one thing that I could see that they had all in common, was that they were all quite simple. And this is a quality of a devotee, that he's simple. And that is what it says here. Devotees like to chant Hare Krishna. It's simple. They don't get deviated by other things. They're just simple devotees. They like to read about Bhagavatam, take some prasadam, be with the devotees, chant Hare Krishna, and simple. They don't waste their time with other things. And it is actually very simple, but if I look at myself, you know, I it's difficult for me to do it. So that we can take example from them. The Prabhupada says to explain Krishna consciousness is very simple to explain it. To do it, we see from the experience that it's very, very difficult. Especially to do it every day, year in, year out. And when you see these devotees, then they make it look easy. Not only do they make it look easy, they make it look very attractive. You think like, yeah, why shouldn't I, you know, sit in the, like when I give Bhagavatam class, you know, I just make sure I'm finished on time, because usually people get bored. But sometimes when, you know, advanced devotees give class, devotees, they want to, you know, that it goes on, like, longer. And sometimes it goes on longer, till 10 o'clock, but nobody gets disturbed. Nobody ever, well, sometimes devotees go away because they need have service. But generally devotees, they want to hear more. Because they're just full of Krishna, and they make it very attractive. So, yeah, that is a very special quality. And therefore, yeah, if the advanced devotees are here, we should try to take their association. And this is another realization I can share with you that, and Prabhupada, I think he said it many times, that somehow or other you stay in ISKCON. Because outside of ISKCON, you can practically make no advancement. It's going to be very difficult. You can do it for some time. The thing is, you have to come back, especially when you're married. Then you have your own house and things going on. Still, you know, at least every week you should come, preferably every day, you know, at least a little bit, you know. So in that way you keep contact with the devotees. Like I know some devotees, they sometimes not so much into the program, but at least they come to prasadam. Even this is a very powerful program, that you just take prasadam with the devotees, and you talk a little bit, or even you don't talk, you just sit and eat prasadam, you just look at the devotees, because the devotees are very blissful, actually. Like last time, I shared another realization, I was driving the car, and externally, you know, the so-called materialist, you might think, like, these devotees, you know. Because what I noticed, you start the car, and all the devotees, they start sleeping, you know. And I was thinking about it, like I said, materially, you might think, like, these devotees, you know, they just sleep. But spiritually, it's different, because devotees, they work all day. And then when they're in the car, they have really nothing to do. They chant their rounds sometimes, and then after they finish their rounds, they take a rest. Because usually when we drive, we go to a big preaching program, go to Rath Yatra, and then you need to be fit. So devotees, they actually sleep for Krishna. And it's actually very special. Devotees are very relaxed, and they can just sleep in the car. It's actually very special. Usually with so-called normal people, you don't see this, you know.
And devotees, they don't waste their time. And Prabhupada also sometimes did it. He would rest in the car. Devotees don't waste their time. They're actually very, very special. So just to be with devotees is already very ecstatic. Oh, so I got a little distracted. So I was reading this verse, Dridavrata, and in the end, because this is I was just a little bit explaining about what a Mahatma is, and that they are simple and they're just chanting Hare Krishna. And then Prabhupada gives another definition of the sadhu. And many times, actually, Prabhupada quotes this verse when he explains what a sadhu is. I think it's at the end of this chapter. Api said to the Racharo, Bhajate mam ananyabak, sadhur eva samantavya, samyak vyavasito hisaha. Yeah, that here is called Dridavrataha, and here in this verse is called Samyak Vyavasitaha. It's the same word, it's the same root. Because here Vyavasitaha means situated in determination. So Prabhupada gives this as the definition of a sadhu, that Api said Sudaracharo, even if he commits a great Sudurachara, so a dura means sin, and sud means very sinful, so most abominable action. Achar means like acharya. Achar means action, and dur means not good, and sudur means very not good. That's kind of how the Sanskrit is. So one committing the most abominable, I think. But Krishna says, "Bhajate mam ananyabak." He is ananyabak. Bhajate me. Bhajate mam. He is engaged in bhajan, in devotional service to me. Sadur eva samantavya. Mantavya, that the mind is translated, is considered. He is a saha sadhu. He is a sadhu. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. So this determination, that is the main thing of this verse. That is a sadhu, one who is determined. That is what we're discussing today also. That the Mahatma, they're also determined. And like I explained about the advanced devotees that come to visit the temple, they're like simple. They just like to chant Hare Krishna. Like now, we've organized this thing in Germany, and it's mainly chanting. Of course, this year, and I think it's mainly because of Satchinandan Swami, he already tried it out when we were in Germany with him. Then he was giving chanting, and he was giving pastimes. And the pastimes also he mixed up. He gave Ishvar, because this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He explained about the opulence of the Lord, how Krishna is very powerful, and about Mahavishnu. And then he gave very intricate pastimes also of Lord Krishna Radharani. So it was very, because there's a chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it speaks about Krishna's opulence, and it also speaks about very intimate pastimes of Krishna. It's somehow other combined. So now also in this Kirtan Mela, there will be Kirtan, and there will also be lectures about the Holy Name. So that is, of course, first class, and then there is Prashanam. And then that is everything, actually. Satchinandan Swami is convinced of this. And this is actually Prabhupada's program. He's convinced our most powerful programs are chanting Hare Krishna, talking about Krishna, mainly Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and distributing Prashanam and taking Prashanam. These three programs, that is the main thing of our life and of our preaching. And also what Prabhupada says, saying Nectar of Instruction, Parthasarathi was explaining it either this morning or the last morning, this morning, with the japa. Remember that? No, you weren't there. Were you there? With Mangalartik. With Mangalartik, he was making an announcement about the book distribution. And he said, there are six loving exchanges. Of course, actually, these exchanges are everywhere. Mainly, they are mentioned by Rupa Goswami. And actually, somebody told me that that was you who told me that. That those verses actually come from the yoga book, right? Not that one? Oh, okay. Right. Anyway, but they're kind of universal. It is to receive gifts and accept gifts, to receive foodstuffs or specifically prasadam and take prasadam, and to engage other people in yagya. And then the yagya generally means deity worship, and it can also mean, of course, chanting Hare Krishna. So to chant Hare Krishna and to engage others in chanting Hare Krishna. So these are the programs. Of course, first we need to do it ourselves. We need to chant, we need to take prasadam. Prabhupada says you make a vow. You don't really have to promise it at the initiation. You promise no eating of meat, fish and eggs. All devotees know that actually what you try to do is to always take prasadam. Officially you could go to a restaurant. Still, it's not really considered first class to do that. When you make the vows, then you should only eat prasadam. Although you don't really promise it like that, so it is allowed. As long as you don't eat meat, it's okay. Still, the main thing is that we take prasadam, and then that we chant, and then that we also, I would say, give gifts, receive gifts. We're not so good at that, to be honest. At least myself, I'm learning that now, a little bit. So, give gifts. You know, like my parents are now at their birthday, and then you give a gift. Of course, you have to be a little bit careful. Because when you give a gift, that's when you associate. And business people, they also do it. That's what I was explaining. It's universal, these things. Eh? Business people, they take the businessmen to the club, and then they share prasadam, they share drinks, and sometimes eating. And sometimes they give gifts. Under the table, they give money. And then the deal is closed. Usually it's closed, not in the office, but in the club or in the restaurant. All the businessmen, they know this. The good businessmen, the smart businessmen, they know this. So it's an exchange of loving exchanges. Of course, that is perverted. The point is that, it should be, they say charity starts at home. So it should start within ourselves and then with the devotees, and then it should kind of bubble over. And that is what we're trying to do in Germany. So anyway, the point is, that is a little bit my meditation of the month. Because many people say you should make a vow. My thing is to just stay in ISKCON this month. At least this month. Whenever you leave, but not this month. You should never leave, of course. That is really the point. The point is it doesn't matter so much what you do, as long as you stay in ISKCON. Because again, if you go outside the association of devotees, it will not go very fast. And I tried to explain it a little bit, that it's a very simple process. There's loving exchanges. So, some other. I know some get difficult. It's not so easy to, as some Swami said, to tolerate the false ego of the other devotee. So, it's not so easy always. Just try not to, as Madhavisa said, flip off the ego of the other devotees. Try to be very sensitive. And some other, try to, get to relax. Try to feel relaxed. And then you can just be nice. And then you'll see more and more that devotees are actually very nice. And it will be easy for you to stay. Just imagine that, we're all sitting here in 60 years. We could not eat anymore, nothing else but prasadam. We would hopefully, be very disturbed when we don't come to Mangalarti. We'll be like, oh, this is really bad, I missed Mangalarti. Because we'll be so attached to these things, I imagine like that. And all we have to do is just stick around. And we know from experience that it's very, very difficult to just stick around. That is my advice, my meditation. Try to figure it out. It's also actually, they say everything is times 10,000, and devotees, they always stress that, you sell one Bhagavatam set and you sell 10,000 Bhagavatam set. Of course, it's true. Sometimes we forget that the other side is also 10,000. It is 10,000 times more difficult this month than other months. It's 10,000. If you make a mistake, it's also times 10,000. Everything is times 10,000. It's like a Maha Ekadasi for 1 month, this Purushottam month. So you have to be very, very careful. That is my advice for this month. Just be very careful. be very nice to the devotees. It's a very tough month. And then you can if you can do it this month, then it will be more easier to do it other months. And you should always, you know, find this meditation that how can I serve the devotees and how can I enjoy Krishna consciousness. Those two things, this is my realizations. I share with you that even serving is a little bit tough because we get bored, you know, who wants to serve anybody? The conditioned soul doesn't, he wants to be served. So try to find the joy in Krishna consciousness. Like Ramakrishna Maharaj said, that not that you be pushed. Sometimes we have this thing, especially manager, we need to push the devotees. And Ramakrishna Maharaj said, you need to be pulled. So find something that can pull you into Krishna consciousness. Like I like to play mridanga. You see, it is not difficult for me to do that. So, and I like to give lectures. So find something that you really like to do for Krishna. And then you will be pulled in. And then later, when you get more advanced, then you can be more staunch. You know, eat less, come more to the programs. In the beginning, you have to be careful that you don't become, because if you have too less sleep, this is actually, I think, this is my own theory. One of the, not my own theory, but I heard it from someone, one of the, I think, main causes of divorce, because many divorces happen the first 2-3 years, I think, many, because the parents don't get enough sleep. Because they get children, and then, you know, the baby needs all the attention, and you don't get enough sleep. And when you don't get enough sleep, then just little thing, it can just really get you angry. So, and also if you push yourself too much as a devotee, you don't get enough sleep, and then it's my experience, then you get on edge, they say. You get a little bit high strung. So you have to be careful with that. And gradually you can work up to that level. It's also very good, of course, but Prabhupada said it's a razor edge. If you sleep too much, then you get also moody. You don't change your rounds. You become like, that's also not good. So you have to find the balance. That is also why I need a guru. You need a trainer to guide you. Like you have so many Hollywood stars, and they're generally pretty smart. Still, they have a personal trainer to work out. You know, you need a trainer who tells you diet, all these things. So that is, of course, for the body. So you also need a spiritual trainer. So he can tell you not too much, not too little, like that. Again, a Mahatma, or if you want to be a Mahatma, the secret, you have to associate with the Mahatma. So that is all I got for tonight. Thank you very much. Maybe there's some question or comment. I have one more comment. But used to say, when you sell diamonds, you don't have a lot of customers. You know what it means? It means that this Bhagavad Gita, there's a story of Sanatana Goswami. He had a touchstone. I was wondering, how did he get the touchstone? They say Chintamani Dham, that the spiritual world is filled with touchstones. I used to read these comic books, you know. And they were looking for this touchstone. And this touchstone, there's a mythical story that it actually exists. And this stone, you touch it with iron and it becomes gold. Can you imagine? You have a stone and you go ding and the whole thing becomes gold. So supposedly, Sanatana Goswami had a touchstone. So I don't know, you know, if it's true. This man got it because he heard about it somewhere or other, or I don't know exactly. Do you remember how he got to bag that stone? He just came there, or he heard about that he had the stone, somehow he heard about it, because, like I said, it's like a mythical stone. Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. So he, you know, he asked Sanatana Goswami. Of course, he was chanting or reading. I'm not sure what he was doing. And then he said, yeah, sure, you can get the stone. It's right there in the back. So he went in the back and he couldn't find it. Or I don't know exactly what happened, but it was on a garbage pile. So Sanatana Goswami said, yeah, it's on the garbage. Just somewhere I threw it there. So this man was going through the garbage and he found the stone, you know. So this man, he had some intelligence. He walked home, or maybe he went home. I don't know if he tested the stone. It's not mentioned in the story. probably would have been killed. I don't know. Anyway, the stone was probably working. So, and then suddenly he was thinking, wait a minute. This man, he was just sitting there. He had no clothes, practically. Totally poor. He had this stone. He could live in a palace. And he didn't care about this stone. What else does he got that is so valuable that he just treats this stone as trash? So he went back. And then Sananda Goswami said, yes, I will tell you. But you first have to throw away the stone. I don't know where he threw away the stone. I would like to know. Huh? In the river? Which river? Yamuna? The touchstone of Sananda Goswami. Do you know where it is? Anyway, you don't care about it because you know what Sananda Goswami gave this man. He gave him the holy name. So he had to throw away. And that is actually also maybe the conclusion that you have to throw away your material desires in order to really take this process. Bhaktisiddhanta gives the example of the hungry man. He is grasping this pillar to push his stomach because there's so much pain in his stomach because of the hunger. And then somebody gives him rice in his hands. So he can't eat the rice because he wants to keep his stomach pressed to the pillar. So all he has to do is just release his hands and then he can eat the rice. You understand the example? So that is us a little bit, that we are so attached to the material desires because we're used to it, we're conditioned, we feel safe. And we need to let go of that and then we can really enjoy the chanting of Hare Krishna. To maintain material attachments, even after understanding so many instructions. This is the 10th offense, right? So we should not commit that. Everybody's laughing because everybody knows it's difficult, especially for me. Still, we keep trying. And the medicine is, of course, you keep doing these things. Chanting, taking prasadam, and giving gifts, receiving gifts. So now we will try and practice that a little bit, the chanting. So thanks again. And Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
No, sir. Oh. Madhu. What do we have on him? Krishna Prasthaya.